field. I don't got patience for real. You worry about me, so worry about Mill. She love I'm strong, cause you're keeping it still. I keep the flow with it. I got the drip and she noticing. She wanna pick, so what's the deal? I'm living my life, I don't care how you feel.
You can keep all of my messages. I told you about everything. Now when they bring you up, it's that embarrassing. I put my heart on my turn. I gotta study the balancing. It's time they follow the way. I don't got much to complain about.
Shit is crazy. Every day a movie and every night amazing. I just thank God for the shit that he gave me. And I love the music, yeah, that shit saved me. No more on the block. I've been making moves and calling shots all day in shock. Every time we make a track, you know that shit is hot. Yeah, everybody competing for my spot. Yeah, they for my spot, yeah, cause I'm at the top. Everything I try to do, yeah, never flops. I've been running out of time, nothing on the clock. Cause I'm putting overtime, working on my shot.
It's crazy. Yeah. Yes, yes, peace, YouTube. Y'all know the voice, man. Y'all already know who that is right there. That's LXD right there, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, what's good, everybody?
That's Crazy Part 2, right?
Yeah, Crazy Part 2 just came out on YouTube about, like, you know, probably about a month ago. You know what I'm saying? It's just going pretty good.
Fire, fire.
Doing the best so far.
Mm-hmm. And that other song that y'all heard in the intro, y'all know that was Crop Circles, right? By Envious, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, what up, y'all? What up?
Yes, yes. Peace, YouTube. So we back at it with the Don Core and D-Reek and Hippie Show. And this is the sit down for Face Off the Movie Part 2. So I'm sitting here with LXD and Envious. So make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe, and everything. May 20th, Face Off the Movie Part 2 is going down. And like I said, it's LXD versus Envious. And to my left, I got...
What's good, y'all? I'm LXD, artist from the Bronx. You already know, you know what I'm saying? New York stand up. You know what I'm saying? You might have seen me around, you know what I'm saying?
Might have seen him at a couple of our showcase events. He got a couple episodes on the Don Core and D-Reek Hippie Show as well.
Shout out to Don Core, D-Reek, you know what I'm saying? I'm just here and I'm, you know, here to do what I do best, you know what I'm saying?
That's a fact, man. And to my right, we got Envious.
Yo, what up, y'all? You already know we keeping it vibey, man. We on the Hippie Show, bro. We promoting this next show.
That's a fact.
Let's go.
Y'all see the poster, man. Shout out to Easy, you know what I'm saying? He on the camera in the back, you know what I mean? Right there, you know what I mean? We got him in the building. But how y'all feeling, man? How both of y'all feeling, man? What's going on with y'all, man? Talk to me.
Yo, bro, I've never been so much more excited for a show, bro. Like, I already know that this one is
going to be lit.
Everybody's watching, bro. Everybody's gonna come through, and I feel that energy from everybody here that this shit is just gonna be great.
That's a fact. How you feeling, LXD?
No, I'm definitely excited. You know what I'm saying? I definitely think me and Envious, we gonna kick off the summer, right? So, you know what I'm saying?
And that's crazy that you said that, because that was my slogan for Face Off the Movie Part 1. Shout out to RBM Bizzle and Dizzy Spades.
Yeah, shout
my
out
slogan
to
for
y'all.
That
shout
one
to
was, we gonna kick off the new year, right? And that one was January 28th. So now I'm trying to do one of these shows every 4 months. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
Now we in May, which is a month off, you know what I'm saying? But I had to get right with y'all, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we finally linked up and it's going down, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just as excited as both of y'all, man. Y'all make the shows what they are, you know what I'm saying? Because the audience come out for y'all, you know what I'm saying? Nobody know me, you know what I'm saying? It's about y'all, man. So talk to me. Y'all said that y'all excited for the show, man. Give me some surprises that y'all got for the show. Y'all don't gotta give everybody everything, you know what I'm saying? Just give me something that you feel like you gonna do for the show, you know what I mean?
So I've been working on a new album for sure, so you know, the audience will definitely get to hear some new stuff, some unreleased stuff, you know what I'm saying, before it gets released to the people. And then I'll also be doing some of my fan favorites and shit, so
it's gonna be fun, bro.
I'm ready.
Fact, bro. I can't wait for that, man. How about you, Envious?
Word, bro. I was thinking about, like, kind of the same thing. I have songs that I'm dropping real recently around the time, too. I'm trying to drop very consistently, so I'm gonna drop all my songs that I just dropped. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna do the fan favorites. I'm gonna make sure to do the classics. I'm gonna make sure that pretty much everybody in my crowd is happy as hell with all the songs I did.
That's a fact, bro. That's a fact. Like you said, you gonna do some fan favorites and stuff like that. So talk to me about what you're doing right now, because we was talking behind the scenes and you said that you trying to drop a song every 2 weeks or so?
Yeah, yeah. I just know that consistency. You know what I'm saying? I just know that consistency really gets you in the algorithm even more if you really start to really use these platforms like the way that they want you to use them. You know, be real active on them. They'll pick you up and stuff like that. So, and I also figured that my fans always want to hear something new and what I'm thinking. So, you know, I try to give them the most recent things that I could give them. But eventually, I'm going to drop a tape and stuff for all of them, for all of you guys to hear and stuff like that.
Fire. Yeah, so, yeah. What was the latest song that you dropped?
Latest song that I dropped by this moment right now is a song called Blur, but the song that I'm promoting right now is Crop Circles. At this moment I got 36k on the video. I'm trying to run it up to 50, so please run it up, y'all know what to do.
That's a fact. So how about you, LXD? You was that one of the latest songs that you dropped that we just had in the intro? Part 2
for sure, because part 1 was latest, fire. Latest visual I came out with recently, and yeah, that shit is about to hit like 30k right now too. So it's definitely like my highest viewed video has like 50. So I'm about to surpass that. So that's pretty much just what it's about. You know what I'm saying? People don't want, they get stressed because they want to make some shit and pop really fast. But it's all about is if you're just progressing. You know what I'm saying?
Facts, bro. Facts.
At the end of the day, just like how you were talking about before the interview. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, just progression. That's really what
that's
it is.
That's what this game is about. You know what I mean? Progression. So, let's just get into it, you know what I mean? Face Off, the movie. So I know what hip hop means to both of y'all, you know what I'm saying? It's something that y'all fell in love with at a young age and y'all pursued, you know what I'm saying? But what does the competitive side of hip hop mean for you guys? Cuz that's why I started doing this type of event was because the artists that I put against each other, they might know each other, you know what I'm saying? But that's no reason that you can't be competitive. Like, yo, my shit better than yours, or your shit not better than mine. You know what I'm saying? So I want to start with LXD. What does the competitive side of hip hop mean to you? Have you ever had like a rap battle or anything like that in your career?
To be honest, like, nah, but like I've always wanted to. Like, I feel like if on an actual, you know, I never really tried to, but like, you know, I feel like without a beat, rapping without a beat might be kind of, I don't know.
You never did that?
Nah, yeah, like, you know, like the outlaw, you know, like URL and shit. I be watching that shit all the time, though. So, you know, the competitive edge, you know, music is always a competition. Even like regular shows where you go to, you always want to, like, you know, be the best artist, yeah, like at that show. Bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure envious when he goes
facts,
out.
Bro,
he has the same feeling, you know? And like, you know, and it's also, I mean, at least for me, though, it's always been a love thing. You know what I'm saying? I love music. So it don't even be like, I mean, I don't even really be competing. I just like want to just show my art to the world. Yeah. But at the end of the day, of course, we always want to be on top. So
that's a fact.
Feel me?
But how about you, Envy? Same question.
The answer to that question for me would be, I think the way I feel about the competitive side is I never did nothing where I directly competed, like how we're doing it right now. But, you know, you always have musical people around you and you always want to make sure that steel sharpens steel, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like the fact that I'm able to even be going up against somebody like LXD is fire. It's going to keep, you know, competition keeps you sharp. So it'll always keep you making, like, the best music of you, like, you know, maybe your career, because you already know, all right, everybody's watching. Everybody want to see what, you know, the next person doing. And I'm a people pleaser, bro. When I do my shows and I do my music, it's because I'm listening to what people are telling me they want to hear. And when I do shows, you're going to see all the crowd that comes through now. It's about, you know, making the crowd just roar. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You do what they like. Because they there for you and you there for them. So, I'm saying, I like to show them love back.
Yeah, that was the next question that I had. You know what I'm saying? Like, how does performing affect you guys? You know what I'm saying? Because I've seen it in both of you guys. You know what I mean? I've been to events where I wasn't throwing that I seen you guys do your thing, you know what I'm saying? So what does that part of it mean to you? You know what I'm saying? Like, just being able to perform and give back to the people that support you, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We can start with Envious on that one.
Alright, cool. The way I feel about, you know, just going out and doing shows is it's a really important factor in when you being an artist, because then you get to realize the chemistry of the crowd to you know, entertainer type of vibe. Like, oh, okay, the crowd is feeling like this right now. It's time to turn it up. And if they turned up, let me keep the vibe turned up. Because until you really do a show, you'll never truly understand how to write a song to move a crowd. Like, you know what I mean? Like hip hop style, where it even has crowd, you know, interactions and stuff. Yeah. So, you know, until you really do a show, like right now, we're about to do this show. We all about to come out of this a new beast. You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
So, yeah.
That's a fact. Even that's how I feel, even from my end. You know what I'm saying? Like, even from, like, we was talking in the car, I was saying, like, I feel like after this one is going to make me go to another level, like, event space wise. You know what I'm saying? So the artist could feel even more comfortable. I want to have a green room so the main event artist could chill, you know what I'm saying, before they need to get on stage. I want to have an actual stage, you know what I'm saying, like, to make sure that you guys kill it. So I just wanted to keep rolling. So how you feel about that part? Because I know, like, we was just talking off camera, LXD is like 3-4 performances in the weekend, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's doing mad performances. And so how you feel about that part of the game?
As far as, like, well, you know, I love to perform. So that shit is, like, you know, it's the best part. Because, like,
do you do it? So you love doing that, right?
Yeah.
Do you do it for yourself, or do you like that's to give back to your audience that supports you?
I mean, it's sort of like it's both ways, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we get to release.
You get a rush off.
Yeah. I get a rush off the shit. Like, as soon as I perform, I'll be going on stage. I get off stage and I'm like, what happened? You know what I'm saying? It'd be that fast. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you know, it's like, fuck, damn. It's like, sometimes, like, fuck. Like, you know, I should have did more, you know, but it's always great to do it, you know what I'm saying? I love to put on a show. Like, for me, like, I be feeling like a lot of time, you know, shows be flat. And I come and set a certain tone, and it's like, you know, and, you know,
it's lit, you know what I'm saying? That's a fact.
It's going to be lit when I get on stage, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because that aspect of your artwork is, the performing aspect is, like, I give that like an A++, you know what I'm saying? Because you go all over, you start crowd surfing and all that shit. I'd be like, this nigga wilding. I don't know what possessed him to do that, but but he's that type of person. Like, he was just giving y'all some of his background off camera, you know what I'm saying? And that's the type of person that he is. He's mad outgoing and just ready to get it popping with his music, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I fuck with both of y'all, man. And that's why I decided to have both of y'all be the next group of artists that I was doing for this event, because the first one was, again, shout out to Bizzle and Dizzy Spades, you know what I'm saying? That felt like raw hip hop, you know what I'm saying? Like, straight lyrics and shit. And
facts.
Not to, like, I'm not discrediting no sound or nothing, because I love it, and that's why I made y'all sound. Y'all sound sounds like the new era of hip hop, you know what I'm saying? That has the harmonizing in it. The lyrics in it, the fashion, the style, you know what I'm saying? It's everything that's combined into one. And I was like, yo, they the two best ones that's doing it right now, you know what I'm saying?
Appreciate,
so I might as well have them do that. So
cool.
How y'all feel about that? Do y'all feel like y'all styles are similar, or do y'all feel like there's something different there for each of y'all? Whoever wanna go first could go.
Well, you know, when you brought the idea to me, you know, I was saying, that's what I was worried about. I was like, you know, of course I want to do it. I want to put on a show for people and shit and all that shit. But I was just worried about, I was like, as long as it's just somebody that it just, you know, it matches,
it,
you know what
match.
I'm saying? It has to match. That's it. But in that aspect, I feel like it was good. So, you know what I'm saying? I have no complaints. You know what I'm saying? And
word.
Like, but as far, you know, definitely kind of similar. And then, you know, definitely got, you know, like, I would just say off the bat, you know, I don't really know him. This is the first time I meet him. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the first time I meet him. So, but I would say off the bat, you know what I'm saying? My music might be a little bit more, like, vibey too, but in your face a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And his vibe might be a little bit more vibier than mine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't know. That's just my, you know, that's just my off riff.
From,
you know
what
I'm saying?
You researched so
far.
Yeah.
It's just all, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
How about you,
Envy? Word. Talking to you off camera, bro, you know, I just felt like, you know, our styles do have a lot of similarities.
Yeah, of course.
We got a lot of the same, like, inspirations. But I like that you've been more places, you know what I'm saying? I do a lot of my crafts in-house. I've just started moving around outside, doing big steps. Like, right now, this is a big step for me and you, you know what I'm saying? But I know that you really been outside doing all these gigs. I'm just starting to get my gigs up, dropping all the songs. I like how, you know, we both, you know, the same interests. We listen to the same people.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm saying we both have a competitive spirit, which, and when Hippie first talked about LXD, it was when I was first promoting my album Ground Zero. It was like 2 years ago, bro. He was like, yo, I got the perfect person for you, bro. Just let me set it up right. And I was like,
oh, yeah. Yo, bro, at that point, I just wanted y'all to work together. I want them to do music together because this shit is fire. And that was a little after you did my first showcase, remember? Mm-hmm. That was when I met him. I met him a little after that.
Yeah, I met Dizzy there that night.
So. Yeah, so it was like, yo, they both are super fire, bro. And they meshed together. And then down the line, after doing some of my showcase events, when I came up with this idea, they were the first one, and y'all were always the second one. I always wanted y'all to be part two, bro. But yeah, finish with what you were saying.
Like how you feel too. Like, if you were going to do a Versus, I just wanted to be with somebody who dead ass takes this serious, bro.
Yeah, facts.
And I went onto your page. Yeah, I was like, yes, my boy got music. I'm about to listen to this shit and see who this is. Like, like Hippie is saying, bro, like, y'all mesh.
And so y'all both have catalogs.
That's
the most important part. You
that's
know what I'm saying?
Know we take this serious. Yeah. You could go and you could listen to it for like hours.
That y'all both have catalogs. Y'all both have a bunch of projects. Y'all both have a bunch of music. And most important, y'all both have a bunch of support.
Word.
Y'all have people that support you.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun night
for sure. Yeah, it's
gonna definitely come out May 20th. Yo, Brooklyn is gonna be on fire.
That's a fact. You know what I'm saying? 2 Prince Street. Suite 600603, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you guys pull up. I'm gonna have to give you guys the code for that shit. I got tell me what else that you guys have in store for that night. Do you guys have features that you're gonna do, or is it just gonna be songs by yourselves?
Me, I don't got no features for my songs. I have a bunch of supporters there that I have made songs with. But I wanted to test my own strengths on like what I know worked and what I know like I could work on, and I don't know, I found it more like a fun learning experience because now I get to hear how he goes and I get to hear about how I go too. But I never really thought about doing any features.
So that's just in your catalog, period. You don't have a lot of features in your catalog.
Nah, bro. I always try to just like do the most that I can with my pen. Like I wanna expand. Like right now, I know for a fact we're gonna make music after this.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because you know, the more people you meet, the more features you get.
Yeah.
But I'm just finishing my 10,000 hours of becoming a master. I'm ready to start featuring on people's stuff, getting features on my stuff. It's too strong at this point. Now this is like the final level, right?
Yeah, and I already know how LXD do. Like him and Manny, they got some crazy tracks together, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Manny Wave, man. That's my guy right there.
That's a fact, bro. Shout out to
But you feel like you might You don't have to say it. You can leave it to be a surprise for the night. You know what I'm saying? But you got a couple.
Yeah, for surprises. Sure. Like, cause I got people from the camp coming. You feel me? So you know, it's regular hood shit. People who I be with all the time. You know, my boy Wepa, and then you know Manny Wave, who I really be outside in the street with. You know
I'm not familiar with. I'm not too familiar with Wepa's music.
Oh yeah, you will be though.
Is he the one with you on Big Moves?
No. Okay. No, he's in the video.
He's in the video.
He's in the video. Yeah.
All right. That's my boy. I saw him. All right, cool. So what's next for you guys besides this show? You know what I'm saying? What's anything that you guys got coming up? Any music, any projects? This is your platform to promote anything that you guys got going on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. After this, you know, I really enjoy the fact that we all get to share this experience together, and we all are really about to just put it through all of our networks and avenues. Mm-hmm. So definitely riding off of this show, more official music videos, definitely facts. On my plate, bro. Definitely. That's a definite. You know, dropping more songs, updating my distribution, you know, just keeping everything in check. I guess what's next is just consistency.
Yeah.
After this, just keep my pedal. I'm saying on the guys, for real.
That's a fact. How about you, LXD?
Yeah, because I've had mad music in the tuck, and it's just like, you know, but you got to do it right, you know? So it's like, and I'm a perfectionist, you know, I'm pretty sure you are too. So it's like, if it's not right, I'm not just going to just drop it, you know what I'm saying? You know, music cover can't just be from everybody, like, you know, got to do promotion, you need, you know, visuals, you know, effects, promotion, yeah, little videos and all that stuff. So it's like, you know, comes down to a lot. So, but right now I'm just really just trying to hit the market right. That's it.
That's
you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I got the hits and it's just time to market it. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah. So how long, this question is for both of y'all, you know what I'm saying? So how long have y'all been in the game per se, you know what I'm saying? Like, and what's that hustle right there that you talk about, you know what I'm saying? Like, trying to reach that next level, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know that you got a certain level in the bag already. You like, all right, I know how to maneuver in this bag. Let me see if I can step up in this weight class, you know what I'm saying? So what's that process been like for you so far?
I mean, yeah, like, you know, during the pandemic, I picked up engineering and shit. So it's just like, you know, I've been trying to open up different doors, you know what I'm saying? Not only as an artist, and that shit has worked. You know what I'm saying? Because being, you know, like, people look at you different when you just say you're an artist. But then if you can do something else, you know what I'm saying? It could get you into different doors. Like, you know, because sometimes you can meet people by being the cameraman or, you know what I'm saying? Or just being a supporter or just being. And I've met and I've gotten so many connections going out for somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Somebody asking me to be there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Manny Wave all the time asks me, and I've met other people. For both of us, just because I was there, you know what I'm saying? Right, and it's just like, you know what I'm saying? So that's just what it is.
Before you answer, that's how I'm starting to do now. I was just telling E, I was like, yo, I'm just trying to fade away from the mic and be behind the camera, you know what I'm saying? So I got my hand in editing, directing, producing, facts, all that type shit, you know what I'm saying? So when people meet me, it's not like, oh, he's just a podcaster. Nah, he the cameraman too. He know how to edit too. And the money rolls in when you versatile, to be facts, honest. You know facts, what I'm saying?
So, yeah, big facts. Could you repeat the question real quick, bro?
My hi, bad, nigga. My bad. Hi, I don't know the question. Bad,
we were smoking a little bit before that. I'm not going to lie. I winged the last question. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm joking.
My bad. Nah, my fault. I'm high as shit, though. I ain't even gonna hold you. But basically what he was saying, being versatile within this game, like, what else do you do besides the music? You know what I'm saying?
Cool. All right, I could definitely talk about that. I started, because I feel like I remember what you were saying. I started, like, right before the pandemic, like, began, and I started to go to business school, because I was like, yo, bro, I need to learn how to market this for real with a certificate and everything, bro. So then when the pandemic came, I decided to focus more on the music than going to school, because the school went virtual. And I applied all my efforts in school into, like, my own business to show other artists how to, like, promote their shit.
Fine.
Like how me and LXD, we take our time, we cook up a song, we get the visual together, and then we think of a marketing plan.
Exactly.
So most of my time outside of making the music is mostly just talking about marketing plans and directing new music videos and, you know, planning the next trip to where the next engineer is and stuff like that.
Yeah, because as y'all see, like, this is them. They came with this.
Bro.
Yeah, that's definitely fire, yo. Shout out to Envious, yo. Yeah, shout out to Envy, yo.
That's bro, the official poster for the joint, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully y'all can see it on the camera, you know what I'm saying?
Telling you, man, New Vibrations Publishing, man. We make sure that we take everything super seriously, man. Everything is super serious. Show up. Show out.
So, the marketing scheme is crazy, because can you tell me the other part?
About what? About
with the pizza.
Okay, so what I did for this,
shout out to
Zeph's Pizzeria. It's on South Third and Keep, in Brooklyn, New York, in Williamsburg. Yo, bro, I've been going to that pizzeria since I was like maybe like 15 years old, and they saw me grow into the artist that I am today. And I was like, yo, bro, I got 50 copies of the flyer to this show. you think you could put it on your next deliveries, put it inside the boxes? Mm-hmm. They're like, hell yeah, bro. Yo, I whipped around to go give him a tip, bro. He was already on his way with a delivery with like four boxes, four fucking, you know what I'm
with
saying?
With the flyers,
yeah,
on.
Just ready, stuffing them shits, ready
fire.
To
So whoever out there that ordered some pizza, area, you know man. What I'm saying, and got that flyer, make sure y'all pop out. And when y'all pop out at the door, tell me that y'all got it from the pizza shop.
Zeph's Pizzeria,
that's a fact,
bro.
That's a fact, bro.
That's a fact.
Slaps, bro.
That's hard. So that, I love that, because that goes to what you're saying, the marketing.
Yeah,
and even like, because I went to school, you know what I'm saying, for business and marketing, you know what I'm saying, and promotion and all that shit. So you could be doing something, but are you going to put that to work?
Yes.
Yeah, you could learn something all day, but are you going to put that in action? You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So whenever I talk to you and Pops, you know what I'm saying, like, y'all like, yo, the performance and all that shit is last, bro. Like, we know we could do that waking up, you know what I'm saying?
Your word.
There's marketing and promotion is really where it's at, you know what I'm saying? And that's how LXD is as well, you know what I'm saying? So you got anything special that you might do to market this promotion-wise or anything like that for, did you do anything for selling your tickets, like a promotion or anything like that?
Oh yeah, I definitely told a lot of people. I said, don't even worry about it.
Fire,
just
pull fire.
Up. I said,
niggas said, I got you.
I said, don't even just pull
yeah,
up.
Maybe niggas is VIP type
it.
Shit. Yeah,
I handle it. I got it. Don't worry about it.
That's gotta fire. Have that building stack like
exactly.
a can of
so,
sardines.
You know, I definitely I hit up a certain amount of people. You know, what I'm saying that I knew haven't been to a show before, and I gave them some tickets for free. You know what I'm saying, and fire. Then But I always do that though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I always like, you know, because I always have people hit me up, or sometimes I'll post it. You know what I'm saying? I'll be like, yo, who wants to come to a show? You know, like I'll buy your ticket mm-hmm. and shit. So, you know, I got a couple people coming to see me for the first time. You know, they'll get to see Envious and shit.
That's
and all the other artists, you know, like Lil Mo and Wepa, Manny Wave and shit like that. You know,
Chris
so,
Welsh, B Fortune, and Harlan.
That's a fact.
That's
so
a fact. Shout out
all
to
of New York is gonna be in the building. So
yeah,
we're
gonna
fact,
have the
bro.
City on tilt again, man. Like I'm kind of used to it now. You know what I'm saying? Because it's kind of what we do. But it's about to definitely go down, man. You guys got anything else specific that you really want to tell your audience before we get out of here?
One thing that I would like to say is that for anybody who's also trying to do the same thing as me and LXD and Hippie, all you have to do is just make sure you stay consistent and you believe in everything that you're doing, because everybody's just gonna feel your vibe. And that's why we about to pack it out crazy, because we already showed mad people that we a vibe. I believe it. Y'all all love it. We about to all celebrate it. So if you got that dream of just doing anything, just make sure you just stay consistent and just believe in that. So I hope y'all all pop out. I got some free merch for y'all. Whoever's coming through on my ticket, make sure that y'all stay cool and all that in the spot.
That's a fact, man. We're going to have a fun night. How about you, Alex? Do you got anything that you want to give to your people before we get out of here?
Start today. Start today. Today. Cause I gotta tell myself that sometimes. Like, but for real, bro, start today. Like, stop thinking about next month. Mm. You know what I'm saying? When I get that check, nah, bro, start today. Because
that's a great message.
There's one thing that I've noticed in life, and you won't reach that level until you put yourself there. Like, you need to put yourself in a situation where, like, yo, I need to come up with this.
And then you like, oh shit, this is
you like, oh shit, I did that. All right,
like,
man, we about to do that.
This is reality. Like, oh shit, and that's how I feel every time.
You gotta leave the comfort zone. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You gotta leave that place alone. You know what I'm saying? Some people be like, yo, I'm living good right now. Like, are you though? You could be living better though. You
word.
Know what I'm saying?
Take
so,
that chance.
Talk that's for me
that,
every
talk,
day and
bro,
I be tough on myself
talk.
Trying to.
That's motivation,
you know?
Nigga, I'm about to make that to
today.
A drop, nigga.
You know what I'm
that's
saying?
Motivation
so,
right there. For real, bro, I love that.
And that's
shit,
it, bro. You know what I'm saying? You just keep doing your shit. Start today though, whether it's photography, videography, you feel me? Like, for instance, I could do a little bit of video. I do videography. I could engineer. I could fucking make beats right now. You know what I'm saying? I'd be missing the inspiration for it because I'm an artist first, but I could really do those shits, and you can too. Start today.
Word, bro.
Wow. Word. That's a great message right there, bro. I can't lie. And like, how old are you?
I'm 28.
How old are you?
24.
Y'all in the same age bracket, you know what I'm saying?
No, for real.
4 years older than him, you know what I'm saying? But to have that mindset of you saying just, because people come up to me and be like, yo, what would I have to do to start a podcast? And I say what you say. Start that shit. Put your phone in front of you and start talking.
Yeah, that's a fact. And
you'll see your flaws. You'll see what you're doing right. And then in the next episode, you'll fix that.
Get better.
And then in that next episode, you're going to see what you're doing wrong and what you're doing right. Then you're going to fix that. Then in episode 283, which this is for our podcast, you're going to be like, damn, I'm doing everything right. Hold on.
If you add that together, it equals my favorite number.
You know what I'm saying?
2 plus 8, 10, 13. That's me right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm fucking with you.
My favorite number all time is 16. I was born in 88. You know what I'm saying? So 8 and 8 is 16.
That's fire.
Yeah. And 8 is like infinity. You know what I'm saying? It is, and I was born in August. August is 8, you know what I'm saying? Creatives, you know what I'm saying? Like, and 8 is the money number, so you know what I'm saying? You gotta keep it rocking, you know what I'm saying? Hey. Which one is this?
Damage, that's one of my tracks.
Oh, that's hard. You just got that?
Yeah, I just got that, not too long.
That's hard.
Fire, bro.
I'm thinking about putting...
I'm about to be wet soon, I'm not even gonna lie. Like,
I'm thinking about putting, for D-Reek and Hippie, D-R-H right here.
Oh,
that
would be hard, bro.
Nice. The dollar bill font.
That would be fire, bro.
Yeah, okay.
Dollar bill.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about doing that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, bro.
That's a fact, man. So, everybody out there in YouTube land, in real life, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you guys follow these guys. The link will be in the description for May 20th. All the links and everything. That's, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
May 20th. Make sure you guys pop out to Prince Street. That's Brooklyn, New York. You know what I'm saying? Right by downtown area. You know what I'm saying? We got LXD versus Envious. Face Off the Movie Part 2. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you guys follow them. Envious. Make sure you guys follow everything Don Cole and D-Reek and Hippie. All the links will be in the description. Shout out to Spliff. Shout out to Choon Choon, the new Don Cole and D-Reek and Hippie show. Y'all know what time it is, man. We taking this shit over, man. Give me like 2 more years, bro. Give me like 2 more years, bro. Shit is going to be on smash.
Earlier than that,
man. That's a fact, bro. Thank you guys, man. I appreciate both of you guys for popping out. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact. You know I'm popping out, bro.
That's a fact, man. And I appreciate you guys for taking that opportunity that I put out there. And like I said, we're going to make a movie, man. So for Don Cole, for Envious, for LXD, for Choon Choon, and for Spliff, it's D-Reek and Hippie. And y'all already know what we about to do. We about to get about it.
Oh, yeah. We out May 20th.
Yo, it's Envious, man. You already know what to do. Show up to Prince Street, May 20th. Envious versus LXD. This is a show by D-Reek and Hippie.
D-Reek and
Hippie. Yo, it's going down, man.
Come on, man. You already know, bro. Brooklyn gonna be in the building, Bronx in the building, NYC is gonna turn the fuck up.
What's the word?